I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
Made it into this thing, so we have that.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.
RSN Live, and as that opening signified, this is the first night of Steam's Summer Sale 2013. It's time to go broke yet again until the winter sale. So, what's up, all four people watching? It says it's just four listening, but I know that's just the relay servers. I'm slightly quiet. It says that I should be normal. Well, now, is that a little bit louder? Not any better. Okay. Probably the music is just overdriving. Also probably slightly quiet because I moved the mic away from my mouth. There we go. Now we're better. So, of course, RSN Live, your wonderful host voice. I have, again, nothing planned for tonight, so this is going to be random rambling, as per usual. So, standard spiel, I am now available. This is a new thing, actually. Because I recently moved my servers into a multiple kind of server deal, you can now go to the official RSN IRC network that is kind of just there for its own intents and purposes. Yeah, it's one of those fun things. It's just more of an experiment at this point. But of course, there's also the usual chat rooms. There's, irc.realchat.net and irc.afternet.org, both the RSN chat rooms there. And of course, on the irc.randomsonicnet.org, you can just go to RSN. Pretty simple, right? Also on Surreal Chat, I'm on Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo, so if you want to try to reach me there, go ahead and try that. Notification for the other servers turned off. What are you talking about, Tails? The Fox? I have no idea what's going on. I'm kind of realizing that I probably spread myself way too far out here. So, there's that new item, and of course there's the Twitter account, I did create one for RSN Live, but I get the feeling that since no one's really following it, you'll be better off just going with the RSN Voice Twitter account. You guys disappoint. So, I guess, I'll get the show rolling here with some All-Star Racing Transform music. And we'll go from there. So, RSN Live, Voice of Beck.
that was too soft.
We'll be right back.
And we're back! So, of course, we know, one thing that I can talk about. Because, I didn't do a show last week. I'm trying to remember why off the top of my head, and I can't. It's not due to this. By a dog train. I need to get hit by a dog train. I'm a little confused, I gotta say. I gotta admit, I'm confused by your statement. No, I was not playing Sonic 06 last Thursday. I'm still, trying to find some kind of way to get my PlayStation 3 hooked up to the PC that doesn't suck. So, in the meanwhile, this, as soon as I can find it, is my next major item. I am working on it. There it is. Oh, freaking edit scene. So, of course, that's the next major event on the horizon for me. And I'm well aware of Sonic, or Summer Sonic, but I'm not going to that. Because, you know, I don't feel like flying to, I don't feel like flying to London. Let's just put it that way. that's, you know, because it's close to me. Well, it is closer than California, I'll say that. But they're holding it in St. Louis this year. And that's a 5.5 hour drive away from me compared to some other things that are out there. Nerdfighter 1337. It's a very interesting name. That's all I gotta say about that. And we'll see what happens. This could be the guy from that 1 week. I don't know. That 1 week. I think I can get a Sonic hat from Sonic Boom. I'm just guessing. If they didn't, that'd be a little bit weird. That'd be a little awkward. So this would be my first of one of these, and I'm not exactly sure what goes down at these shindigs. I assume it's going to be like a mini convention, and then according to Sega, Crush 40 will be playing some songs. But, you know. Eh. Meh. Well, Rex, that's your fault for not paying attention, so, oh well, guess we get to move on. So, the other thing is, of course, the Steam sale, so, for now, I'm actually looking at the Steam page right now, and, I can't even get to the page right now. The Steam Store is experiencing some heavy load right now. Please try again later. I'm willing to bet that this is because of the board of Xbox gamers that are jumping ship from the Xbox One. So, yeah, I could spam the refresh button, but I don't want to do that to Valve. There's certain sites that will do that too. Reddit is one of them, but not Valve. So, I don't even know why they don't have enough servers to cover this. It's kind of weird to build. But, now it's, I guess it's time for me to open the floor, if you will. So, give me a second. I'll open the floor to discussions. It is now open to discussions.
Okay.
Oh god, that's loud.
Oh dear.
It's hurting my ear.
Sorry.
Where's the freaking call thing? Turn this down a little.
Good job, Tazos. You destroyed Arisen Live already.
What happened?
Shush.
Now, Rex has muted himself. I don't know why. What's the point of coming on Mumble if you're not going to talk, Rex? Come on, don't be stingy.
I'm going to use this guy, that's why.
Well, anywho, what's your guys' thoughts on the current Steam sales situation? AKA that you can't even get to the fucking website.
It's amusing for me. I just think it's quite amusing. I can't even get on the
page. I can get fine, but I can't check out. Tried it three times, trying to buy Portal 2, and I didn't manage to do it yet.
Oh, I've actually managed to get by some. I got the fee.
Oh, I finally got on the site.
Whee!
But the next Steam choice is for another hour and a half, so it's currently the same lineup that it was this morning.
I vote for Borderlands 2.
I think that's what a lot of people are going to vote for. That's just me.
I actually just bought Borderlands 2 for the PS3 as well, like right before the sales as well.
You knew this was coming. You knew that this was coming.
I can't run it on my laptop though. That's the thing. So win-win-lose. It's a win-lose situation, really.
You need to get a better laptop.
PC.
Yes.
Or that.
Yeah. Maybe laptop is stronger for last year.
His mumble mic crashed shortly. Well, then live it up unmuted. I have no idea what's going on in the chat right now. It's just random pictures. It's becoming a standard chat.
That's not good. Is it? I don't know.
You tell me.
Third craft room.
Ooh, where? Craft, where?
Yeah. So I know that you're not going to Summer of Sonic.
No.
Because they sold out in 17 fucking seconds.
It was 13 in fact.
13 yeah, seconds?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, and Sega's like still trying to sell Sonic Boom tickets. That's what's funny about this. It really shows you that the bulk of the heavy hardcore fans are over there in Europe.
Yeah.
Yes, Europe.
Oh well. I can't remember. What are they even having over there? I can't remember.
We got Sonic Lost World Zine playing.
But see, they got that at Sonic Boom as well.
Yeah. You got Nigel Kick. You got the artist. So.
Nigel Kitchen and Nigel Dobbin, I think.
It's funny, I've bought tickets to this event and I don't even know what's going on.
Probably got Chris Farley, of course. But they'll both got both of them.
I know on Summer's Event there's only Jun Sanoi. Or did they change that or something?
Nah.
It's gonna be in two places at once.
Summer of Sonic will also have this Mega Drive band as well.
God. Sorry, Valve released another TF2 update, and that means I have to restart a server.
Oh yeah, I actually voted for Far Cry 3, by the way, on the Steam community choice.
And of course it goes off yet again. Now what?
Well, I know that TF2 updated, and it didn't even complete the update. I had like 30 megabytes free on the HDD.
I don't know why, but I checked for a TF2 download and I don't even have the game anymore. What?
Yeah, I think when you uninstall it, that's what happens.
I don't know.
I got some new games stuck on. But not finished downloading.
What is all this stuff?
Are you ready for a miracle? Ready? Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh my.
Yes.
That face looks creepy.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say that that face is kind of creeping me out. Oh well. I'm just looking at random stuff. Don't mind me. I'm not doing a show or anything. So, of course, like I said, so Sonic Boom. I have no idea what's going to go on down there. Of course, I probably won't be able to do anything down there. Like, you know, stream anything.
Just try and bring Aizuka to the side and get him hammered and just throw some ideas at him.
Just get him smashed.
Yeah.
Come here and drink all 10 of these shots. There's no other details involved. Just drink these 10 shots. Don't worry what they are.
The bands as well. Remake Sonic 06 in your vision with lots of aliens.
That's like the only way to explain the game. You know, technically speaking, that's like what everyone are in the games.
Yeah.
I mean, at least since Sonic 06. Yeah, Sonic 06 is when they kind of just started going to different planets.
Yeah, we can.
Unless Soliana is like some country in
based on Italy.
On Mobius. I have no idea. I never really checked into it. So.
What's his name? Oh,
What's his name?
I'm just typing the show in.
The
now.
Sonic shots? You want the Sonic shots? I don't have a Sonic shot on me.
Oh.
And they take surprisingly a long time to make. But I think that's because I'm not used to making drinks like that. Or putting together shots, what have you. Whatever pollens you want to use. I don't do that.
And they can have a special Robo Olympics in the middle of Sonic 06.
Hey, you know what? I'm going down there. Maybe I'll be able to corner those fucking Sonic or Sega executives and be like, why the fuck isn't there a Linux version?
You can finally do a public demonstration.
I'll get banned from future Sega events.
Not unless you show them the presentation.
Sonic Boom 2013. It was his first and last Sonic Boom event.
Don't worry, you got Aces to back. Get back up on.
I guess I could fly to London, but
Dreadnought's gonna ban you very well. It's like, no.
Dreadnought's gonna ban me. No, he won't.
He's actually retired, isn't he? But yeah, there's someone else.
What do you mean it's a talent of mine? I haven't been banned from a place since like 2009.
What's a Linux?
job. Blah, blah, blah. Tricky. Sorry.
Well,
at least, not recently. I know I got banned from Surreal Chat because of their stupid spam filter G-line for DCC send. By the way, if you want to get yourself banned from Surreal Chat, just include the words DCC and send.
Oh, God.
Why? You'll
automatically be banned.
Tempted.
I've got tempted using a proxy, shush.
Well, see, I have, like way too many addresses, because I have native IPv6 ranges, so they can go for that.
What if I did it while I'm on,
Really? I would laugh if that actually, if that had worked. If simply typing tab sucks.
But you're not on... Oh no.
Are you trying to get my bot banned? No, it hasn't been banned yet.
No.
It's like it somehow knows. Either that or I finally shamed Tab into removing that ban. I don't know.
That's surreal, I know. Come on,
halfway numbered.
Right then. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and just move this on to another music break. So, I couldn't find Mad Space, so we'll just go with this. So, I will be back shortly. That is getting creepy. Alright, this is RSN Live Voice. I'll be back shortly. Bye.
This is Knuckles, and I'm back. I've been away for a while, but I'm back to kick some butt in Wild Canyon. I shall find all the lost pieces of the Master Emerald here. I'm gonna get those fools. They wanna play with my emeralds? They playing with the wrong guy. Heck, I don't know. That's what I'm representing. Never seen a Mike Hawk spit like a menace. Wild Canyon fun, I gotta chase a bat, huh? Yeah, Rouge, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross by thief, that's out for my jewels, I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race, Word is born. Who could have did this? That's this name Rouge. When I catch her,
Oh, wait, there we go. Now I'm back. Haha. Silly mic switch. It's so silly. I don't even have that one, Rax. You didn't link me to anything. At least I don't see it. So. You're gonna have to link me. Otherwise, I have to read this friggin' uber long one. It's gonna take forever to read. I guess I could split it in half somewhere. Well, Trekkie is here. He's just not showing up in the chat for some reason. Come on. Oh, now I got more people. Holy shit, that's amazing. Good or amazing? Alright, now I gotta hold on. I'm holding. This is my whole music. Still waiting. Come on. Come on, Rex. You don't have it anymore. God. I already read this one. That's because I forgot to change the IRC thing, and it's broken for the moment on the website. So, in the meantime, hold on one second, I'll get you the link. In the meantime, use this one. And I will fix that next week, or after the show, whichever comes first, which will be after the show. So, of course, now that Rex has let me down, I have to go to the backup. Trolls. By the way, folks, I got trolls tonight. Lovely, lovely trolls. I'm not gonna remove links. Firebug. You're streaming this. Is this like, your stream just got trolled on live stream? What kind of stupid shtick is this? First off, he uses live stream. Live stream is a fail. Yes, it is streamception. Anywho, time to move on and kick in. So, hold on one second. So, tonight's fanfic of Doom is going to take forever to read. I'm not going to read all this. I'm probably just going to split it somewhere. Like, this is end of flashback, so I guess that's a good point. So tonight's fanfic is called Rivals with Benefits by Sonic Fangirl 1999, with a description of Sonic and Shadow are rivals with benefits, but when Shadow starts flirting with Rouge, what will happen with the blue hedgehog? With parentheses, just read it. So, again, I have no idea how this is going to work out. It's always kind of just creepy, so. Alright, enough of your pointless links. You too. Anyone else in here that I should probably forcefully remove? Anyone else? Come on, raise some hands. Raise some hands. We need a raise of hands. Come on. Show hands. See, now they're being quiet. Now they're all being quiet. It's like, as soon as you ban one of them, all the trolls just go, oh shit, and stop. So. Oh well, whatever. We'll just kick back into reading this then. Jazz hands! Alright. So, it's now time to read Rivals with Benefits. Again, I have no idea how this is going to work out. This is like weird. It won't be probably as bad as Shadow Makes It Big. For those of you who watched it. It was amusing as hell. Alright, let's get into this. Rivals with Benefits. The black hedgehog looked over at the younger hedgehog that was sleeping with a small blush. He sighed quietly, looking at Sonic. Shadow watched him for a few minutes before gently shaking him. Faker, Faker, wake up! The blue hero groaned as he opened one eye lazily to look over at the older male. Do you have to call me a faker? Sonic yawned and stretched. Shadow rolled his eyes as he got out of bed, slipping into his boxers. I can call you whatever I want. Hurry up and get up. We are going to go eat with your little friend, remember? The blue blur got up and did the same and said, I know, can't you at least call me Sonic? Shadow looked over at him and shook his head. He was fully dressed. We still got some time to spare, he muttered under his breath and looked over at Sonic. Sonic was sitting on the bed, putting his shoes on. He then looked over at Shadow. We do? How much time? Red Eyes looked over at the clock, possibly 2 hours or less. Green Eyes looked back at the black hedgehog. You woke me up to get ready and leave in 2 hours? Hell no, I'm not going back to sleep. Within a blink of an eye, Sonic was pinned to the bed by the one and only Shadow the Hedgehog. Sonic yelped with a blush and looked at Shadow with his best death glare he could muster up. Shadow, what are you doing? The black hedgehog looked down and the worried blue hedgehog's worried blue one spurred. What do you think I'm doing? Someone gonna get raped. Music's too loud. Is that better? Anywhere? Anyone else? Okay. The green eyes looked at Shadow with fear, just lust and curiosity. The tan lips formed into a grin and he smashed their lips together. Sonic blushed and closed his eyes, kissing back, wagging his tail. The blue one's ears twitched at the sound of Shadow's zipper coming down. He reached down and slipped his pants back into his boxers. Huh? I swear to God, some of the people who write this really should, like, learn proper spelling. Shadow grinned into the kiss. He almost tore Sonic's boxers off. He slowly pulled away from the kiss and looked down at the younger hedgehog and smirked. You ready? As he waited for his answer, he took his hardening cock out of his boxers and jeans and into the open for him and Sonic to see his 9-inch cock. This is some pretty apt music. Sonic blushed more, looking down at Shadow, then up into the lustful red eyes and nodded. I'm always ready, Shads. The ebony hedgehog smirked and he first Sonic's legs opened more. Good, because I was going to anyway. See? Someone gonna get raped. Shadow pushed inside of Sonic and moaned, holding into the blue legs. Sonic arched his back slightly and looked at his rival and said, are we dating or what? Shadow looked at him and thought for a second. No, Faker, we are just rivals with benefits, right? He thrust into the tight hole, earning a small moan and a nod. Yeah. Okay, Sonic closed his eyes and thought about how long him and Shadow have been messing around, and it all started when they met. Sonic blushed as he remembered how it all started. Flashback! Sonic watched the black hedgehog skate around him and gave everyone that look at him in a glare. For some reason, the blue hero liked it. A lot. Sonic followed Shadow into the woods. He slowly stopped and tapped his foot, putting his finger under his chin. Looking around, where did he go? Where did he go? Lurking in the shadows, a black hedgehog looked at Sonic with a grin and quickly pinned him to the ground. His gloved hand pressing Sonic's face down into the ground, his weight holding the rest of Sonic's body. Green eyes looked up at Shadow and struggled to get free. With the smallest of blushed across the face, his face. Shadow, please stop it. The older hedgehog chuckled and moved to Sonic, where his stomach was touching the dirt floor and got between his legs, grinning. I'm sorry, Faker, but you have no rights to say anything. The peach muzzle was pink as he tried to look back at him and gulped, hoping Shadow was not going to do what he was thinking. Again! Someone gonna get raped. People are getting freaked out. Am I seriously reading fanfiction? Yes. Yes, I am. This is our fanfiction section, don't you know? No, I swear to God, if you try to get me to do My Little Pony, that's like one line I will draw. Soon the blue hedgehog felt something rub against his leg and it was still going up, sending shivers throughout his body. He chuckled nervously and said, Shadow, you don't want to do this. Shadow chuckled and did not look up. He was teasing the blue hero with his hard cock. Going up, and he tore Sonic's jeans off. When was Sonic wearing jeans? Leaving the poor hedgehog only in his boxers, Sonic blushed madly and closed his eyes, not even trying to get away anymore. Shadow noticed and smirking, leaned close to Sonic's blue ear and said, why did you stop? Because you actually want this. Blue lit clothes shaking in fear of what Shadow might do, and knowing Shadow was right. He wanted this, but he wanted to be prepared. Sonic looked up at the black hedgehog and said in a weak voice, please be gentle. Shadow looked down at his prey and smirked, I can't promise you that, Faker. The now gloveless hands gripped the rim of Sonic's boxers and yanked them off, seeing his blue prize. He grinned and gave the rump a good smack. Ah, the blue hedgehog blushed and closed his eyes. Shadow opened the blue legs more and said, I will try to not make this hurt, but he bit Sonic's blue ear to make sure he was paying attention. Sonic yelped. He could not stop him. Okay, Shadow. The dead lip smirked and pushed inside of the one under him. End of flashback! And end of this fan fiction for the moment. Yeah. Creepy as hell, I gotta say. It's a little weird. I'm just finding them. It could be worse, I suppose. Yeah. Oh dear. You want to read more of this? I really don't know what to say. That's a little creepy that you want to read this. I'm just reading this because it's amusing to read this in a weird, awkward way. Oh, I might, Shaddix. If we can get a solid connection, I might get you to read it one night. One night soon. Alright, I gotta get one more song in here before the end of the shindig, the show's cluster, if you will. So, let's take a look around and see what we got. It's been a while since we've done some, it's my phone. Thank you, phone. It's been a while since we've done a Sonic 1 remix, so... here we go. This is Voice, Arson Live. I shall return. PM my time, which means it's time to wrap this show up, folks. I really don't know what else to say other than So far, it's been interesting. This whole, the fuck was that? I didn't move anything. That's a little weird. Okay. Well. So I got a sneeze and it's trying to come out. I got to block it. Anywho, so, you know, we'll continue reading that shadow thing next week. And it sounds like it's going to get a lot more worse before it gets better. So, like it could get any better. Well, anywho, I will see you guys all next week. This is Voice RSN Live. And since it's the Steam sale, the first night of the Steam sale, I feel it's appropriate to play a song out of one of Valve's games. So, it's Voice RSN Live. I'll see you next week.
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.